Chester, Pennsylvania. This is Michael Forbes. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife, Nancy, for another week and, I guess, episode of the Consumer Defense Line on radio station WCHE. Excuse me, I'm a little congested today. Today we have a special guest on our show, along with our usual special guest, but a very special guest who has appeared on previous radio shows that we've had.
That's right.
And her name is Jerry Detweiler, and she is an incredible lady who has done a lot for you people and for us as individual consumers, and is now working with small businesses. And we have her on today, so we're very fortunate, calling from the warm reaches of Florida.
That's right.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Nancy.
Oh, there she is.
Hey, Jerry, long time. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
My hyperbole wasn't working today, but I was trying.
But I'm sorry. I'm looking at sunshine, so I'm sorry about your rain.
Oh, it is so dreary out here. It's unbelievable.
Jerry, if you notice, we try not to have you on in the dead of winter. It's just too crappy.
I understand. I grew up a Midwesterner. I know about those winters.
You would know. You would know. Well, there's no tornadoes here, thank God. But once in a while. But I'm wearing a leather jacket. It's just a little chilly and dreary. So it's great talking to you. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. It's so great to talk with both of you. I hold you both in such high regard, and you've done so much for consumers, and I just love getting to connect with you and talk about all the issues that so many people are facing these days.
Well, thank you, but forget the issues. Keep talking about how the high regard that you hold us in. I think I enjoy that more. But
somebody's got to.
Well, anyway, what are you up to, Jer?
Well, I made a recent change. For many years, people have known me as a credit expert, which I continue to do. I've written 4 books about credit, and I've been involved in a lot of different syndicated columns and education about credit and credit scores and debt collection. But I recently joined a company called NAV, NAV.com, and NAV focuses on small business credit. So what we're trying to do is help small business owners set themselves up for success financially by separating their business and personal credit, building strong business credit, so if they do need to borrow, if they do need better terms, that they can do it with the business as opposed to just relying on their personal credit. And I know both of you are well aware that a lot of times small business owners, they juggle, and that line gets crossed. They end up personally guaranteeing debt for their business, or they use their personal credit cards for business expenses, and then when things go south, they put both their business and their personal financial lives in jeopardy. So we're trying to help set them up for success.
That's incredible, and it's very timely because I've been getting calls for years about all of those issues. I've consulted, coached, and litigated a lot of those issues where, somebody's business goes south, small business, and everything is on the line, or they're getting harassed by debt collectors who my clients, the business clients, are not protected under any of the consumer statutes, unfortunately. So we find that the debt collectors, and a lot of times it's a commercial lender, will just harass the clients like crazy, and I have no real answers for them.
It's true. That's so true in the business world when it comes to whether it's your business credit cards, for example. Business credit cards were not covered under the Credit Card Act, that law that protects you from hiking your interest rate anytime for any reason and changing your due date and all those things that consumers are now protected against. Business credit cards aren't. Debt collection, you're right. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, that doesn't apply to business debt. So business owners have to be especially, I think, alert and savvy about how they manage their credit and their finances as a business, because the last thing you want as a business owner is to have a debt collector, ringing your cell phone every 10 minutes. You want to be talking to people who want to buy your stuff. You don't don't want to talk to debt collectors all day long, or having them show up in the office or the shop. Mm. I mean, those things, I know you hear about it, I hear about it, and it can be really distressing. So you really have to be savvy as a business owner.
Well, no, you're right. And one of the problems that I've seen, or at least had my clients threaten with, and we've actually litigated this, is where somebody gets a judgment against one of my clients, and let's say it's a small business with a fair amount of accounts receivable, they're then sending out execution notices, love that term, but they're sending out discovery, they're sending out paperwork, and they want to know who owes my client money so they can start going after their particular customers. And as I said many times to the, you know, if I'm defending one of these, you're going to put the client out of business and you're not going to get anything. But typically, you know, I get a lot of arrogant attitudes coming back. I mean, I've worked a lot of these out, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, they know that they have no laws that really protect the business clients. So, you know, they just keep pounding their judgment right, you know, into our faces.
So yeah, go ahead. I was just wondering who really advocates for the small business owner.
That's certainly one of the things we're trying to do at NAV, and one of the things that we do when someone comes to our site initially is we will give them a free snapshot of their business credit score and their personal credit score so they understand where they stand, and then we try to help them improve so basically they can get better terms when they borrow. But we're also really focused on making sure that businesses set it up correctly from the beginning. So the example you just gave, Michael, if someone has some cash flow issues, you know, if they have the right financing in place, they may be able to ride out those cash flow issues without falling behind on bills and causing the debt collector to call. Or another strategy some businesses employ is they'll factor their receivables.
Right.
So they're actually selling them off. So they don't own them anymore. So,
no,
you know?
Yep, I've dealt with the factoring many times. Are there any banks that are now opening up a little bit where they're not requiring personal guarantees, or is it just better to try and go to a factoring company? Or better yet, if you're a cash business, you know, let's say you have like a pizza store or something like that, you're not going to have receivables, but you have certain seasonal business depending upon where you are. Are there any banks that are more friendly than others, or are the banks in general just not willing to loan money without a guarantee?
It's actually really fascinating. The small business financing space is literally exploding right now. So there are 44 different types of financing available to small businesses, and hardly a week goes by where I don't hear of a new company that's offering a new approach. So let's say, for example, you have someone who's a really successful online seller and they use PayPal. So maybe they have an Etsy store or something where they're making good money, but they're selling that way. PayPal will actually identify they'll take a look at their account activity, and they will proactively reach out and offer to advance them funds at a lower interest rate than some of the other cash advance options because they have so much information about this business. They know, you know, what the sales look like, when the slow time is, how long they've been selling using PayPal. Square Capital is doing the same thing for Square merchants. We're seeing QuickBooks has a program where they're working with clients who they can look at what's going on in your QuickBooks account and use that to make a proactive decision. And some of these require personal guarantees, but a lot of them don't. And some of the terms are actually very attractive. So I certainly think bank loans can be a great option for a lot of reasons. A lot of times they're fixed rate, fixed term, lower interest rates. But there's also a lot of creative financing out there, even for someone who may not have great personal credit. So the PayPal example and Square Capital, your personal credit isn't a big issue there. What's really an issue is what are your sales like and what's the activity going on in your account.
That's interesting. What's the difference between the business credit reports and the consumer credit reports, and especially in terms of what the lenders would be looking at?
It's really night and day. So most small business owners don't find out that they even have a business credit report,
yeah,
so they really need it, right?
Yeah.
but if you're going to do business with a big retailer like like Target or Walmart, for example, you'll want to have make sure you have a D&B, Dun & Bradstreet report and a Paydex score, because that'll be looked at if you want to do government contracting, you have a Paydex score. So D&B, with their Paydex score, they're one of the big credit bureaus. And then you also have Experian, Small Business, and then Equifax works with an association called the Small Business Financial Exchange, where the lenders share information with each other for decision-making. And these scores are very different. So I'll give you a real quick example. If you checked your FICO score today and you saw it was 300, you would probably be devastated, right?
Well, yeah, I don't even think it goes down to 300, so I'd be...
Yeah, that's as low
I'd
as
be,
you go.
I'd be treading water or something.
You'd be suing somebody.
Yeah, somebody would be suing.
On the personal side, 300 is the lowest you can get. With a FICO SBSS score, their small business score, the one that's used to pre-screen you for an SBA loan, that's the highest score you can get.
Oh, God.
0 to 300. So this is a whole new world for entrepreneurs, and that's one of the reasons I'm excited to be working on this area, because I understand that, you know, for small business owners, personal credit, business credit, it's all part of their financial success if they set it up and work on it the right way.
Do you do any kind of coaching with the small businesses, or would you consider yourself a consultant? Or?
Well, the site is free, so the initial tools are free, and then we also have premium memberships, so someone who wants to learn more and really wants to delve into their credit and build it stronger can sign up for a premium membership. And then we also do have phone support, so if someone's looking for financing and their options that we're showing them on the site aren't clear to them, they can talk to someone who can actually help them identify financing options that might work for them. We have a strong marketplace that matches small business owners to financial options as well. So there's a lot of different ways they can learn. And then we also have a blog, and we answer questions on that blog as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. What about the type of lenders? Are most of them local or regional or national, or just a combination of the three?
It varies significantly. So, for example, if you're going to go for an SBA loan, a lot of times borrowers like to work with a local or community bank. It's not always necessary. You really can work with any SBA lender if you want to get an SBA loan. But a lot of times that's where someone will match up. Or if they're looking for certain types of, again, more fixed-rate financing, they've been in business a while, a lot of times community banks and credit unions can be a great resource. But then there's also this whole world of alternative lending that's just huge right now, and a lot of times there you will be working online. So you'll actually be filling out the application online, getting the decision online, and sometimes it can literally happen in minutes as opposed to the weeks or months that it may take to get a traditional bank loan.
And do you have on your website some of these lenders?
Yes.
Okay, so there's links on the website? And they would all be like, you know, I don't know, recommended or preferred lenders or something like that?
Yes, well, our goal really is to help people make better decisions. So we want them to at least go in and look at their business and personal credit scores, because then we'll be able to better help direct them toward the kinds of lending options that are best given their credit and financial situation. Some lenders are going to rely, as you well know, some lenders are going to rely very heavily on your personal credit score. Mm-hmm. So even certain types of business scores, for example, a business credit card, when you open your business, if you register with the state, you will get business credit card offers in the mail. They want you to sign up right away. And that decision is going to largely be made almost exclusively on your personal credit score.
Mm-hmm. But the longer you're in business, the more that, the less that will be focused on.
Correct. So once you've established your business and you have large revenues, then you're in a position to go for what I would sort of loosely call a true corporate card, where you can, you know, where those personal guarantees can go away. You're getting cards for a lot of people in your business, on your team. I will caution small business owners, because there's one thing I find that a lot of them don't understand about business credit cards is that if they give it to the employee and they basically authorize the employee to use it, they need to really keep tabs on what the employee is doing, because I'm sure you've had stories like this.
Oh, boy. I've had those cases.
Where they give the card to the employee goes on a shopping spree, takes off, and the employer is basically stuck holding the bag. So you really have to make sure there are controls in there to monitor what's going on with the spending. And I've also heard, though, from key employees who got a business credit card, they were getting reimbursed by their company, or they left the company. company, and there were unpaid charges that the company should charge, and they ended up personally responsible, and those can be a huge mess. That would be something where I would send them to you.
Well, thank you. I've litigated that, and they are a mess. And I will tell you, American Express does that all the time, where they'll, you know, they will sue an officer of the company if they're an authorized user, although there is some case law up here saying you can't do that, but, you know, each judge is different, and you don't know what they're going to do. So very often the individual clients will be in a position where they, you know, we try and work out a settlement, you know, because you just don't know how much this is going to end up costing them. So it is a problem, and it's something that I've seen many times, especially, you know, even on a personal level, when there's an authorized user who has no other liability on the credit card, but, you know, they're on there and the credit card company will sue them. Well, fortunately, you know, if it's a consumer transaction, we have the FDCPA. But with a business transaction, you don't have that, and you're stuck defending a lawsuit that, you know, you really ordinarily maybe not should not have been a named defendant in that suit. So, yeah, that's a hot issue.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, and I understand this, a small business owner may sign the contract without really carefully reading it.
Right.
But when it comes to lending contracts, you know, that's where I would tell them, you know, run this by an attorney. Let them help you understand what your liability is here and what your responsibilities are, because it can be very, very expensive if you sign a contract that is not in your favor and things don't work out like you'd hoped.
No, you're right about that. Well, Joey, as always, you are unbelievably informative. You know, we feel the same about you. We really think you're one of the warriors out there that has done a lot for, you know, for people. And I don't think they realize, like, consumers and small businesses don't realize what they have. But I do have a suggestion. Do you mind writing a book on how to raise a teenager? How to survive a teenager? I think you could give us some very valuable advice, but do it quickly, because we're running out of years here. We're just crawling to the finish line.
I'm lucky. I have a very easy teenager and just one. But
yeah, I have one of them, too, out of four. So. But listen, Jerry, thank you so much. Joey Denweiler, you know, working with NAV now and just, you know, one of the best consumer advocates in the country.
How can people reach Jerry if they have some questions?
We're at NAV, NAV.com. I also have a brand new book coming out, Finance Your Own Business. And if anyone's interested, they can, you know, just shoot me an email. Email me at Jerry, G-E-R-R-I, at NAV, NAV.com.
That's great, Jerry. Thank you so much. Great talking to you, and thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Bye, Jerry.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Consumer Defense Line, our number 610-701-9243. I'm your host, Michael Forbes, along with my lovely wife, Nancy. And we are here today with a weekly guest, Ramsey Coulter.
Ramsey, hi, Michael.
How are you doing?
Hey, Ramsey.
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Rams?
Not much. That was a great guest you guys just had on, and it's very relevant to many businesses and small businesses. That's great. I actually have a free account with NAV. It used to be called Creditera. They just switched their name recently.
Oh.
And so I know my business credit score along with my personal credit score, which, you know, 90% of businesses have no idea there's such thing as business.
I never even knew it was there. I mean, I you know, I deal with the consumers, but that was news to me. I mean, it was very educational. What are you doing with small businesses these days? Are you, Nancy mentioned something to me that you're getting involved with that.
Absolutely. So just like she was talking, you know, there is corporate credit, and I did, you know, I am part of a team. It's called Credit Suite. We have a financing suite where we help small businesses establish business credit or large businesses. And basically, you know, you have to get, like she said, you have to have vendor accounts with which means you have to have, you know, net 30, you know, programs who report to the credit bureaus, the business credit bureaus.
Right.
You know, 90% of vendors, you know, Vista Print, you know, there's a company called National Pen, they do pens, they don't report to the business credit bureaus. You just pay them, and then you get your product. Well, you have to find out which companies do report, and you have to maximize that. So you have to sometimes buy certain things that you might not necessarily need. Like, you know, there's Uline, they report to the business credit bureaus. They sell shipping supplies. Well, you might not need a ton of shipping supplies, but you have to spend at least $50, and then they'll report to the business bureaus.
Okay. So build up your credit.
Right.
That's
just like a secured, yeah, just like a secured credit card. You don't need to take your $200 so that you get $200 back, but you need it to build your personal credit.
No, that
right.
makes sense. So yep. in one sense, in a way, it's a loss leader, you know, that you're laying out money, but it's actually an investment that yields a lot more in the long run to help your business go.
Does a credit card do the same thing if you have a corporate card? Does that help you?
So, like she said, you know, most corporate cards, you know, most people think they have a business credit card, but they don't. They have a personal credit card with the business name on it.
Okay.
And those do not report to the business credit bureaus. You can get credit cards that report to the business bureaus, but then sometimes there's ones like Capital One. They'll report to the business bureaus, but they also report to your personal credit because they're scared that you're going to default.
Right.
If you build it properly, within 6 months, you know, you can have corporate credit cards that there's no personal guarantee. You know, so that's the whole point of having a limited liability company, is, you know, to limit your liability
right.
in case of a little worst case situation.
Absolutely.
So within, you know, the program that I'm a part of, it's guaranteed that within 12 months, your business, now it has to be a corporation, can't be sole proprietor, corporate credit, within 12 months, guaranteed to have $50,000 in corporate credit cards. And then, you know, you can build from there. Then you can get, once you have excellent business credit score, you know, then you can get a business car without your social security number. Then, you know, business loans, pretty much, even if you have an excellent bank rating, an excellent personal credit, an excellent, you know, business credit, you still have to do a personal guarantee for business loans. There's pretty much no way around it that I know of. But
well,
for credit cards, there is.
So you're giving them your employer identification number.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, which, you know, my clients, my small business clients know is the EIN number,
yep.
And which is, you know, for people that don't know that, you know, corporations are considered as actual people. They're persons.
Mm-hmm.
So, and instead of a social security number, they have an EIN number, so, you know, they can go get credit, and just like Ramsey's saying, and like Jerry was saying.
What about length of time in business? Does that...
Well, I mean, as long as you build your corporate credit the right way, you have a few vendor accounts, so you have to have at least five you know, payment histories show up on your business credit profile. Then you can get store credit cards, you know, Staples, Lowe's, Home Depot, Sam's Club. And then after you have five more, then you can get the Visa unsecured credit cards.
So where do you start? You have to deal with these vendor, well, for the credit cards. What's the place to start with that? What would you recommend?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of different vendor accounts. There's, like I said, there's a company called Uline, and they do shipping supplies. There's a bunch of others off the top of my head. I can't
so
think of a bunch of them.
So if I wanted to build business credit, I'd find five companies like Uline or whatever, and I would order products from them?
Yeah.
Now, would I have to get credit from them, too?
No. So what they do is they do net 30 credit. So they give you credit, and within 30 days, you have to pay it in full.
Right.
And it gets reported to the business bureaus. You build a reputation for paying your bills on time for your business, and then you can get credit cards.
Okay. And the credit cards are secured at that point?
No, they're never secured. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how much,
do it properly.
Do you know how much they usually start at with the credit? Like, does it depend on the...
Depends on the company, yeah.
Depends on the amount of the orders that you make with these companies?
Right. Yeah, I've heard that Dell is very generous for small businesses because they want to help people, and Apple, you know, destroyed them for the most part.
Help people. we have a bunch of Dell computers. We've done that.
Right. Yes.
So I've heard that they will typically offer a $10,000 unsecured credit card, you know, so businesses within, you know, they've only been established for 4 to 6 months.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. That really is. Well, Ramsey, we got to get off in a minute, but I hear you're appearing at a very special event on Thursday night. Can you tell us a little bit about it and who's going there with you?
Yeah, so it's going to be a free credit education seminar with me, Colton Credit Counseling LLC. We'll be talking about credit and you know, the five parts of your FICO score, so you can have a good FICO score. And then Michael Forbes Esquire will be there. He'll be talking about what debt collectors can and cannot do when they're, you know, attempting to apply.
And where is this going to occur?
And it will be at Coatesville City Hall, which is right in town, right in Coatesville. It's one City Hall place, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, at 7 p.m. Thursday night, this Thursday, 2 days from now.
That's great, Ramsey.
What time did you say that was?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock? Okay. I guess I got to be there by 7.
Yeah, right? You're going to be there on time?
I'll try. And it's free admission, right?
It's absolutely a free event.
Is there free food, too, or how's that going to work?
Don't talk that way.
No food.
Bring your own.
Yeah, BYOF. Bring your own body. I mean, it's...
I don't know the rules for City Hall, so...
Well, they're pretty complicated, I imagine, being that it's City Hall. But, yeah, for anybody who's interested, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Coatesville City Hall. It's a free, I guess we would call it seminar, on credit and dealing with debt collectors and bills and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff. And, you know, even if it's a problem, it's educational, and you may know people that have that issue. Anyway, Ramsey, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, Ramsey.
That wraps up another episode of our show of Consumer Defense Line until 2 weeks from now. Have a great rest of the week.